The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We continue here. You can bring up anything. Mark, you had started commenting earlier in the show tonight about Veterans Day. We can continue that discussion because we ended up talking about some naughty police, one officer in particular in Saratoga, New York, for slapping a man that wasn't consenting to search his car. So that was the bulk of the show thus far. You can certainly comment. We've talked about police cameras, the proposal to put cameras on individual officers, and there was some disagreement within the studio tonight on whether or not that was a good idea. So anything you want to discuss here, 855-450-FREE. We've got Tom in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind? Go ahead,
well,
sir.
I was listening to the gentleman who called in that was kind of hiding because the cops were pounding on his door. And I've had two firsthand experiences with that. One of them you guys are familiar with. Back in March, the cops were beating on my door at 12:30 at night, and I didn't answer, and they ended up surrounding my house and floodlights out for about an hour and a half, had their guns out, shotguns, rifles, and I never answered. I never made any attempt to argue with them or speak to them at all, and they packed their stuff and went home. Hmm. And that's just one example. I've got another example also where they came to the house, and this was another house I was at my girlfriend's, and they were heading up to the – I saw them heading up to the to us, and I told her to go in the house. I just made it in, shut the door, and they were already grabbing the door, and I had just shut the lock, turned the lock, and they were beating on the door, demanding we come out. We just didn't answer, didn't speak, don't argue, don't entice them, and they went away.
Excellent.
So they don't have, you don't have to answer the door, and they will eventually go away unless, I mean, there's no guarantee, obviously, unless you get a real psychopath, but in general,
yeah,
they can't do anything.
Yeah, you never know if you're going to be dealing with a rogue cop, in which case then having some sort of video device recording said rogue cop is probably the best thing that you can do to respond. Earlier callers were suggesting using violence against police who would use violence against you, and I think that's the terrible idea, and it's probably one of the worst plans you could possibly utilize in that situation. Tom, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate it as always. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So whether it's talking about the bad police and how to deal with them, or rather to successfully not deal with them at all in the case of not answering the door, you're welcome to comment, share your experiences. Mark, Veterans Day, formerly known as Armistice Day, to celebrate the end of World War One, is that right?
Yeah.
That changed at some point. I'm not sure when that changed over. Do you happen to know?
You know, I don't know when it changed over. Probably shortly after World War Two, and
yeah, probably.
You know. But when the wars start piling up.
So the purpose changed from celebrating the end of a war to just sort of yet another day on which Americans can parade out their nationalism and wave their flags around and feel good about themselves, feel good about these men who and women who have essentially been nothing more than government pawns. They've been at the beck and call of politicians over many all these decades and have ultimately done nothing to advance human freedom, which, of course, is what they're told that they're actually doing as soldiers, but have actually just advanced the cause of the oil companies and other mega corporations, military manufacturers. And
who's ever paying the politicians? You know, whatever they're. It's obvious the soldiers do what the politicians say. That much is clear. And you know, I mean, I think a lot of people figure it out when they're in the military or after they get out of the military.
That they've been turned into tools for the politicians?
Yeah, and some people never figure it out. They like the attention they get. They like the thank you for your service and that kind of thing.
And there's those old guys that wear those military hats constantly with, like, the ship that they were on or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it is what it is, right?
It's their identity.
I often wonder what the ratio between combat veterans and, you know, those that like the attention, right? Like, I would think a combat veteran would not want to be thanked. I would think that they'd like I just, I was sitting here not thinking about my legs being blown off, and you reminded me. Thanks so much.
Right.
Really appreciate that. Or whatever. I don't know precisely, but it's a tough situation. Anyway, this is an interesting story here about young people signing up for World War I.
Can I interrupt you, Mark? Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day in 1954.
Okay, there you Excellent. Go. Shortly after World War
I. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks from Birmingham, Alabama, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans. U.S. Representative Ed Reese from Emporia, Kansas, presented a bill establishing the holiday through Congress. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the bill into law on May 26, 1954.
There you go. So this is from BBC.com. Teenage soldiers of World War I. As many as 250,000 boys under the age of 18 served in the British Army during World War I. Fergal Keane remembers the sacrifice they made. Now, I don't like calling somebody who's under the age of 18, or 19 in this case, under the age of 18, a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're responsible for their actions. But I think it's I think that they're a product of their times to some extent. You know, it's boring on the farm. They're not making very much money. Prospects don't look very good. Let's go off to war. The most horrifying, World War I, the most horrifying event up till that in history. Some find that, war confers many things on boys who pick up a weapon to fight. They learn the future meaning of the true meaning of fear. They test their own capacity for courage and the limits of human endurance, physical and mental. Some find that killing comes easily to them, too easily. Others recoil at the acts of blood and death. What unites all teenage warriors is the speed with which they are hurled into a place of maiming and death. Describing the training of a boy soldier in World War I, Wilfred Owen wrote in Arms and the Boy, it's kind of a weird
poem. It's a poem?
Well, this part is very poetic. Okay. It's very odd.
It's called Arms and the Boy?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let the boy try along his bayonet blade, how cold steel is and keen with hunger of blood, blue with all malice, like a madman's flesh, and thinly drawn with famishing for flesh. Lend him to stroke these blind, blunt bullet heads, which long to nuzzle in the hearts of lads, or give him cartridges of fine zinc teeth, sharp with the sharpness of grief and death. And from Homer's Iliad to the present day, the stories of boy soldiers evoke a particular sadness, resonant as they are with the destruction of youth and possibility. But as the outbreak of the Great War, there was nothing to suggest that the tens of thousands of boy volunteers were about to join a longed, doomed procession. Now, this is an article about what it's like to be a boy soldier, especially in World War I. There are 250,000 teenagers would join the call to fight. The motives varied and often overlapped. Many were gripped by patriotic fervor. Do you remember the whole White Feather Society?
The White Rose?
No. The White you'll have to look it up whether society is the right term.
Okay.
But what used to happen in World War I is the women would go around with chicken feathers, white chicken feathers, and hand them essentially to every young, able-bodied male and say, effectively saying, you're a chicken if you don't go fight.
Oh, my.
And this was on both sides from what I understand, but certainly I had heard it originally on the German side, specifically about a young man who had gone and fought. And then when he got back home, a girl did this to him, and he went and fought again.
Jeez.
And died, of course.
Hmm.
You know, caught a bullet for the Kaiser. Anyway, typically the boys had to be 19 to fight, but the law did not prevent 14-year-olds and upwards from joining in droves. They responded to the Army's desperate need for troops, and recruiting sergeants were often less than scrupulous. It was obvious they weren't 19, says historian Richard Van Emden, but you... have a queue of men going down the road and you're getting a bounty for everyone that joins up? Are you really going to argue with argue the toss with a young lad who's enthusiastic, who's keen as mustard to go, who looks maybe pretty fit, pretty well? Let's take him.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. They apparently were the White Feather Girls who shamed young men into enlisting. 855-453. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Veterans Day will continue.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. 855-453. News about the Silk Road 2.0 takedown. And it's not good news for Blake Benthal, the man alleged to have been running the site, the underground drug marketplace. We can give you more information about that here in a little bit. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Veterans Day, and we'll continue that discussion here in a moment, but also want to let you know how to get gold and silver if you've been thinking about protecting yourself against inflation. Gold and silver historically has done a very good job of that. Now, obviously, past performance is not indicative of future success, but that said, gold and silver has been around for a long time, and the charts don't lie. So go and grab yourself some over at gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com from Midas Resources. They are the company that's behind the syndicate that we're on, the folks who help us get on over 150 radio stations from coast to coast. They are backed up by Midas Resources. And so, therefore, when you buy gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com, it actually directly helps Free Talk Live and also indirectly helps Free Talk Live by helping support Midas Resources and our syndicate GCN. And so you can call them if you, for instance, don't want to go online. You can just call them up at 877-857-9938. That's toll-free, 877-857-9938, or go to gold.freetalklive.com and grab your gold and silver pieces there. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you're sharing with us sort of a story about some guys, some young males that were involved in World War One. Is that right?
Yeah, I think this is a pretty interesting article. And here they're going on and talking about 15-year-old Cyril. And I don't know how to
These are Europeans, right?
This is basically about English. It's from the BBC. I don't know how to say this last name. I'm going to say Joe's, but it's spelled like Jose.
Okay.
But, this is 1915 in England. I'm suspecting this isn't the last. Cyril's last name is not Jose.
All right.
And there's not one of those little things over the
accents.
Tilde?
Maybe.
Accent.
Okay. Cyril Joes was a tin miner's son from Cornwall. With the region suffering heavy unemployment, the boy with a strong sense of adventure joined up. From his training camp, he wrote an excited letter to his sister. Dearest Ivy, stand back. I've got my own rifle and bayonet. The bayonet's about 2 feet long from hilt to end of point. Must feel a bit rummy to run into one of them in a charge. Not arf. I don't know what that means. Goodbye and God bless you. From your fit brother, Cyril. Cyril survived the war, but the bloodshed he witnessed in France turned him into a vehement opponent of militarism for the rest of his life. After being wounded in the battlefield, it took Cyril 2 days to crawl back to British lines. Can you imagine crawling hand over hand through no man's land to try to get back to your troops, to your friends? 2 days?
It's hard to imagine.
It is hard to imagine. I can just glimpse in my mind what it must have been like.
Some of those battlefields had bodies festering for months.
I can't imagine how many bodies he crawled over to get to them. I'm just guessing he's going from no man's land to get back to where he was. Maybe, maybe he's in some nice pasture that he can just wander through. I have no idea. But they do say crawl, and that means that to me that he probably wasn't in very good shape. In a letter home, he poured scorn on the British commander, Field Marshal Earl Haig. What brains Earl Douglas must have made me laugh when I read this dispatch. I attacked old women in that's in quotes, so Haig must have said that. Old women in England picturing Sir Doug in front of the British waves brandishing a sword at Johnny in the trenches. Attack Johnny from 100 miles back. I'll get a job like that.
So what he's pointing out is this general character made it sound in his statement as though he was the one attacking, when in point of fact, it's the troops, the people who's commanding, to lose their lives were the ones that were attacking.
Yeah, I think it's interesting the sort of the expectation that people have of commanding officers. You don't want a general to leave from the front. In modern warfare, generals don't lead from the front.
Yeah, but his critique is valid. This guy's claiming he attacked. He didn't attack. His troops attacked.
I gave the order to attack?
Yeah.
I suppose. Be more accurate. Anyway, I think it's an easy shot. Doesn't make much sense. I think the problem was with the war, not with the general statement. Regardless, that's my opinion. Recruitment officers were paid 2 shillings and 6 pence, about £6. That's in today's money for each new recruit and would often ignore any concerns they had about age. Many people at the start of the 20th century didn't have birth certificates, so it was easy to lie about how old you were. The minimum height requirement was 5'3", with a minimum chest size of 34 inches. If you met that criteria, you were likely to be recruited. Some young boys were scared of being called a coward and could not resist the pressure from society. The patriotic imperative at the outbreak of the war was not confined to British-born boys. For the children of migrants, rallying to the flag was proof of their loyalty to the country. A.B. Bevenstein was born in Russia-occupied Poland in 1898 and came to London when he was three. In September 1914, A.B. volunteered, changing his surname to the English Harris. Soon after his arrival in France, A.B. discovered the wretched nature of trench warfare. He wrote home, "Dear Mother, I've been in the trenches four times and come out safe. We're down the trenches for 6 days, and then when we get relieved for 6 days' rest. Dear Mother, I do not like the trenches. We're going in again this week."
Oh, boy.
For A.B. and many like him, the trenches meant cold and mud, wet clothes and rats, the smell of death, the sight of mutilated flesh, long, monotonous hours, interrupted by terror. On the 19th of December, 1915, A.B. was caught in a German mine explosion. The enemy had tunneled under the trench where he was stationed, and he was wounded and suffered, because they did this. They'd tunnel underneath and then blow it up and then blow up the lines in the process. And this was Germans were better at it than the Allies, but you know, either way, it was done by both. What was simply called he was wounded and suffered what was simply called shock. In today's military lexicon, it would be described as combat fatigue or post-traumatic stress disorder. By early spring, A.B. was back at the front.
Jeez.
Just a couple few months. In 12 February 1916, that's not even early spring. Good Lord. What are we talking about? Later that winter, he's back at the front. On the 12th of February 1916, this had happened in December, late December, so this is mid-February. He was attacked his position, this time with grenades. Suffering from shock, A.B. wandered around back and forth along the British lines. He was eventually arrested and charged with desertion. His letter home is that of a boy who seems determined to underplay his situation, not to put stress on his mother at home. "Dear Mother, I'm not in the trenches, and I was ill, so I went out. They took me to prison, and I'm in a bit of trouble now."
Right. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Went ahead and stood up for his country, signed up, you know, underage, et cetera, that kind of thing. And then ultimately was rewarded with a couple of attacks by the enemy and then an arrest by his own people.
The following month, A.B., age 17, became one of the 306 British soldiers executed during the Great War.
Wow. By the Brits.
Yes.
Yeah.
He signed up. He volunteered. He couldn't handle it. His mind broke. And they shot him in the face. Because this is what civilized people do.
Toll-free number is 855-453. You're welcome to share your thoughts here on Veterans Day. 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want as well here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like. pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to start a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents there, not just incorporations. They do patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL.
Go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, Mark, you've got one more story of some young men who were involved in World War I and kind of just telling their stories and their experiences. We'll continue with the third of three here in moments. We've got James. He's on the line in Arizona via Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what's more good and insulting than hearing Pistol Pete speak of Westboro Baptist Church fondly. We're hearing some dopehead speak of if only the Jews had engaged in non-cooperation with the Nazis, who, by the way, traveled in packs like wolves, and they were heavily armed. And any Jew that did not do what they said.
Hello? Hello? I think he's having some internet difficulties. There's the Skype is reporting an internet connection problem. I'm going to presume that he was suggesting that if the Jews didn't do what the Nazis said, that they would be executed on the spot. And, you know, that may very well have been the case. But nonetheless,
at least it would have sent a warning
to the other
Jews.
People.
Like, at least this is what could happen. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that could make it so that people would be more obedient, I guess, in the future, in theory. But if there was...
I don't have a good solution to what Jews should have done in the circumstances leading up to World War II. I know that this is often what you say, Ian. You know, I like the idea of meeting up at the door with a shotgun. But that has the advantage of history. You know what's going to happen to the Jews when you get to look historically.
Hindsight is 2020, yes.
You didn't know what was going on when they were just rounding them up into ghettos and then trying to get them onto trains to go to work camps with signs over them where, you know, that work, I don't know, work is...
Right, they didn't know they were going to be exterminated. They didn't know that was what was coming down the pipe.
And let's not forget that the other Western nations refused to take the Jews. So the Germans basically wanted to get rid of them. They had this. Their first plan was to send them to Madagascar, or one of their plans. Was
the United States refused a whole shipload.
The ship of the damned. Absolutely. Now, these are the people that have won more Nobel Prizes than any other ethnic group the world has seen. The United States might have done quite well to receive them, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt was an anti-Semite.
Oh, my.
So, you know, I don't know what to say about it, but it's not an easy problem, but it could have been solved much more readily if Western nations would have said, you know, we actually want to save the Jews, bring them here. But they didn't.
Yeah, that certainly would have been a better solution, just to allow people to escape and move to somewhere else that would be a safer place to live. But I still stand by the idea that civil disobedience or non-cooperation would have been a much stronger approach than just going along to get along. Because, you know, you're right, Mark. We do have the benefit of history. We do know what they were rounding them up for now, and they didn't know that at the time. But nonetheless, you know, if you were to refuse the order and they were to execute people then, at least, like you said, that would sort of tip their hand that these are not nice people, that they're not out for your best interest, and maybe that would have given people an alert and suggested they be more cautious and avoid detection or, you know, not go along to get along. I don't know. There is no easy answer when you're dealing with psychopaths. But certainly I think that putting them all together in the same place made executing them easier. And so if they were going to execute people, better that they do it here and there and make it more difficult on them rather than having them just easily walk into the ghetto and check themselves in, you know, stand and wait to be booked essentially into the ghetto. That you're just walking into the trap in that particular case. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll let James back in here. He did have some technical difficulties. James, go ahead.
You're doubling down on your stupidity. Hindsight and history, somebody just should have shot Hitler in the head long before he became dictator.
There were 46 attempts on Hitler. If somebody did try very, very hard to shoot him in the head.
Finish your thought, Mark Edge.
What?
Or we have a conversation if I may finish a thought.
You did finish the thought. You said Hitler should have been shot. But go ahead.
No, I didn't. But I wanted to say that I don't want to speak of hindsight of history because it's meaningless and stupid. But it's offensive to say that the Jewish people should have just engaged in non-cooperation because you know what happened. Okay, but I want to know what politician your uncle died for on Normandy Beach, Mark Edgington, or that my father, what corporation he was fighting for in the Ardennes Forest or 5 years later in North Korea. Or excuse me, 7 years later. What politician and corporations was he fighting for, Ian Freeman? What a funny laugh.
There, but we're going to have to dump it out there just to be safe.
Well, I said politicians because I really do believe that World War II was caused by U.S. intervention in World War I. If the United States had not intervened in World War I, there would have been much more of a stalemate between the great powers and the Triple Entente or whatever it's called. And you would have had, the Triple Entente and the Central Powers. You would have had a situation where they didn't have the Treaty of Versailles, which was so arduous on the Germans, to the point where Hitler actually made the French go back to the same rail car in the same place 20-something years later and sign his new treaty after he had gone through France. I mean, you think he might have been a little bitter? You think the German people might have been bitter? You don't get peace through bitterness, and this was really the problem. the United States' involvement in World War One from the beginning.
So to answer the question, I don't know the names of the corporations, but I know there were some corporations who were manufacturing all the, you know, the boots and the clothing and the tanks and the, you know, the hardware, the guns, the ammunition. Somebody was manufacturing those things, and they obviously were benefiting from the war effort. So that's pretty crystal clear. And
it's
you go back
really
to Smedley
easy.
Butler, who wrote War is a Racket, where he basically said that it was his job to be a corporate killer.
It's really easy. Now, James wants to know, you know, which politicians did my uncle die for on the beaches of Normandy? Well, it's really easy to use World War II as your foil when you're pro-war. Well, I'm anti-war, and I'm going to use World War I as my foil. Take a look at history, and you'll see World War II, at least the European theater, wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And historians nearly all agree on this.
Well, not just for World War One, right, but also for the Americans' entry into World War One. Because isn't that what tips the scale?
Specifically the part, yeah.
Yeah. So share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-453. John is in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, man. You guys have been getting some weird callers lately.
That's Free Talk Live for you.
Same old crazies. Go ahead.
You're one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
all right.
Hitler tried to take out the Freemasons before he tried to get rid of the Jews. I mean, it kind of happened all around the same time. People don't really talk about that much.
Yeah, the trade unionists.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing, the Freemasons or the trade unionists?
I'm not really sure what you're referring to. I just agree.
I don't know either. That's why I'm asking Mark. Mark is nodding, so that doesn't work for our audience who's listening on the radio. What are you saying? The trade unionists are the same as the Freemasons?
I am not saying that, but I'm saying that that Hitler came after the groups of unions, union workers, and Freemasons were Masons, I assume.
Okay.
Now they're some kind of club, but I don't know exactly the relationship between what they were at that time and the trade unions.
What are you getting at, John?
Actually, whenever they became a club, it was around the American Revolution, maybe even before then. I'm not really sure. But anyway, he established his own secret society called Two-Way. And
you'll have to tell me more about it in a moment. Hang on, John. We'll bring you back here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your thoughts. If you dial in now, toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And please join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we share with you there are totally free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we invest into the show to help get us on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite radio footprint globally. We can do a lot with your $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call in lines, Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Go and get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We got John in Charleston, West Virginia. We've been talking about World War One, two veterans stories. Mark, you've been telling us some stories about some World War One vets who were very young men when they got in, and how their perspective changed about war. In a lot of cases, if they live through it. John, you're with us in Charleston, West Virginia. You wanted to talk about, apparently, the Freemasons. You said they were targeted by Hitler. Go ahead. You just barely had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Yeah, they were targeted by Hitler. Right around the time he started targeting the Jews, he had it all planned out. And I think his biggest tool in the war was actually propaganda. He had a radio show that the Nazis created, and then they broadcasted it in Britain. I mean, that's just one small piece of his big propaganda machine.
Oh, yeah. Have any of you guys heard Charlie and his orchestra's Let's Go Bombing?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's pretty good.
What is it?
It is from a German propagandist swing band leader, and it was a radio show that they sent across the channel, and it was just a song, Let's Go Bombing, I think the idea behind the song was that it was from the English perspective, because it's brutal. Let's bomb children, let's bomb neutrals too, etc.
It's really something to listen to, though.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that.
Sure.
So, John, you were saying that before the break there that Hitler created his own secret society. Was that where you were going with all this?
Yeah, I really don't know that much about Thule, but I do know that it was his top generals and a lot of the people that he really trusted were in the society. He wanted to get rid of the Masons because he thought that they were spies. He thought Jewish people were spies. And he actually put his own spies out into the community so he could kind of get a gauge for how people were thinking and what was going on with the population.
John, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, there was one more story, correct? Had we gotten into that yet?
Really? Yeah. Those who survived the trenches came home, brought memories that retained the power of to haunt them until the end of their lives. I guess this guy's name, St. John Battersby, was 16 when he was severely wounded in the Battle of the Somme in July 1916. Like all of the teenage officers, Lieutenant St. John Battersby had responsibilities far beyond his years. As his son Anthony recalls, "There's my dad, 16 years old. Really in the war. He's responsible for 30-odd men, and his decisions may result in them dying or not dying." Hmm. That was it. I don't understand how somebody who's 16 could end up as an officer. It doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, I don't know.
Somebody promote him.
3 months after he was wounded, St. John Battersby was back in France leading men in the battle again. This was severely wounded, mind you. He could have opted to stay home, but now the government was taking all those under 19 years of age out of the front lines. But a shortage of experienced officers meant that they were allowing boys like St. John Battersby to stay on if they wished. So here the government knows that he's below the age of 19. They're keeping him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A sense of duty compelled St. John to return. After coming back, he was blown up by a German shell and lost his left leg. Determined to continue helping the war effort, he asked for and received an administrative job in Britain. But years later, after a fruitful life serving as a country vicar, the memories of war, that's a preacher for those who don't know what a vicar is.
I did not know that.
And for the memories of war returned, his son Anthony remembered his father's last hours. In the hour or two before he died, he was on the Western Front yelling, "The Boche are coming! We're going over the top now. Right now, deep in the ground floor of his memory was the..." Excuse me, I'm still reading. My glasses are a little... I can't see very well what I'm seeing here. Right now, deep in the ground floor of his memory was the Western Front. And I can really see this. When my dad was dying, I could see how he had lost touch with who he was. He was experiencing something entirely different in that hospital bed than what I was experiencing. And I can imagine...
He wasn't there. He was somewhere else.
He was somewhere else, yeah. Hmm. He came so unglued that he actually struck the nurse.
Oh, my.
Not particularly well.
Did they have to tie him down?
They were holding him down.
Okay.
And this is a guy that nobody could... You know, that no two women could hold down.
Yep.
They got there before I did. But... he was just, you know, he just wasn't himself at all. And I can imagine what this guy's like. You know, this must be, like, was this the most pivotal moment of his life? This old man reliving what it was like when he was 16 years old, going back decades in his life to relive this?
It's crazy.
I can only imagine. Only imagine. So the man facing death was, once again, the boy who had cheated it so many times. And I just found this to be a powerful article. I don't know the...
What was the source on it again?
Teaches us BBC.
BBC, okay.
BBC.com. I don't know what it teaches us other than I really, you know, thought it was interesting how they took these three different young men and the situations that they had to face, what it must have been like to sign up and be a young man. Because child soldiers are nothing... That has not been eliminated from our, from the planet. Still happening all over the world, and it's sad, you know.
Johnny Ray, you were in the military. Any reflections on what's, you know, these old stories?
When I was in the Marine Corps, I was disappointed that there wasn't a war for me to go fight.
Is that right? Because you were all jazzed up when you joined up.
Yeah, because I was
going to defend freedom.
Because I was, you know, young and stupid. And
Do you think that was common?
Oh, definitely. I
I had conversations about that topic with loads of other Marines while we were at the barracks.
About your frustration of not being able to
clap each other on the back and say, when do we get to go and, you know, kick.
And kill people.
But they don't say that.
Yeah, we said kick ass.
Right.
Yeah.
What they actually mean is to put people's children in the ground. I guess that's what you want from your soldiers, right? To be passionate about their work. The sad part is that what that causes is it causes people with hammers to go around looking for nails.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE on this Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, it's so common for veterans to be told thanks for your service. But many people who are veterans are offended by that statement. They have realized that they were actually serving the politicians, that they were actually serving these corporations, and they, I think, rightfully are upset when people say that to them. There's just this sort of this rote thing that people just spew out whenever they find out that somebody was in the military.
My friend was a chaplain at a Catholic hospital, actually, and every Veterans Day or Memorial Day or whatever, they go put flags on the doors of the people who served, or all the doors, or something like that. This one old guy, heart condition, he had been in World War II, and every time they put the flag there, he'd take it down.
Mm.
And they put it up a few times, and then he goes to the and my friend was there at the desk, and you know, basically went and through gritted teeth said, "Don't ever put this on my door again." Now, I can't imagine what it's like for why a World War II vet doesn't want the U.S. flag. A U.S. World War II vet does not want a U.S. flag on his door. But I would imagine.
Why not? I mean, they may have realized that they weren't doing the right thing.
I don't know. I think
they're killing people that otherwise they wouldn't have. I mean, that's got to be tough to deal with.
I think World War II is a more defensible war than World War I. But
it doesn't mean that it's easier to kill people and that it's easy to justify that.
There you go. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like.
Neither do I.
You don't either.
I don't either. I don't want to know. I've seen enough damage, PTSD, people being mentally scarred for life. You were just sharing some stories about that. And I imagine that was, I mean, I'm speculating, but I imagine that was a factor.
I'm not going to speculate. All I know is a World War II vet said, "Don't ever put that on my door again."
Yeah.
And he was referring to the U.S. flag. So I don't think that he really would have been grateful for your thank you for my service.
No, certainly not. So, we're out of time for tonight, but Johnny Ray and Mark, thank you for your service for being here on Free Talk Live, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.